Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is. It's fucking Friday, no doubt about it. And, god damn it, it's all... I don't even know what to tell you, man. I got some good shit for you, I guess. I guess it's good shit. It's also the 9th day of July, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 79 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 92 degrees today in the for the climate place. And we're getting socked in. I mean, there's a fire, about 20 miles, 30 miles as the crow flies to the north or east of us here. And it was 19,000 acres yesterday evening, last report, 1% containment. So I mean, there's nothing, firefighting vehicles all over the place. I mean, it's just sickeningly fucking smoky out there. And it'll be this way until it goddamn snows, because they won't put that fucking fire out. I don't know if they can put that fucking fire out. And I wonder how it started. At any rate, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Capitol Police exempt from FOIA and above the law. Expanding throughout the United States thanks to $2 billion in new funding. And boy, are we going to have fun with this. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, here comes your Stasi. Capitol Police exempt from FOIA, they can be exempt from FOIA all they want. They're not exempt from common law grand jury fucking subpoena, when this all ends, that's what it's going to be anyway. And above the law, which means a license to fucking kill throughout the United States thanks to $2 billion in new funding. This is from Information Liberation. It was sent in by a reader for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The U.S. Capitol Police are expanding their operations throughout the country. Oh, you mean a federal fucking policing force? Or like a federal fucking Stasi like they had in East Germany? You know when that wall came down? Freedom didn't get in, people. Fucking communism got out. And you got your capital fucking occupied, with fucking, fencing and Constantina wire all the way fucking around it. It's occupied by fucking Bolsheviks and Marxists. And these son of a bitches now are they're gonna build an army to fucking protect them. They know we know where the problem lies. And they know we you know, this is gonna be that same fucking game. Yeah, who's going to watch the watchers? I mean, you come on out and fucking, you come out to play. We're going to fucking play. People have been waiting all this time and bitching and polishing the hell out of your fucking guns. You better get ready to use those son of a bitches. As we saw this, with the execution of unarmed 14-year Air Force veteran Ashili Babbitt at the hands of a still officially unnamed Capitol Police officer, and his swift exoneration by Attorney General Merrick Garland's corrupt Department of Justice, the Capitol Police are allowed to kill people with impunity. And that's what this is going to be. Secret fucking police across, we told you, a Stasi. That's what this is for. Those fucking communists are occupying that the fucking, what they're calling the center of power in this fucking country, but it ain't. The center of power in this country is the free fucking nationals and our fucking Bill of Rights, our fucking ratified absolute law. This is a declaration of fucking war. They're saying that these goddamn pricks like these spineless pricks, like Blumenthal and Pelosi and Schumer are going to set up there and fucking institute communism, and these motherfuckers are going to protect them in their homes, in every state. These are going to be to protect them into fucking, well, they got some more fucking uses for them too. They're also exempt from Freedom of Information Act. Well, like I said before, fuck that, all that shit. Fuck all of that goddamn corporate fucking shit. Screw it. Forget about it. The fight's on. We got to fucking kick their fucking asses, and then we'll see who's exempt from fucking justice in this goddamn country. Unlike most government agencies, the Capitol Police is technically part of the Congress. Oh, so that Congress, it's supposed to be the representatives of the people, are now going to have their own fucking army across this goddamn nation. I think they got outside that 10-mile square, don't you? I think clear across this nation would be outside of that 10-mile fucking square. It's all been a lie since the fucking inception of this fucking shithole of a fucking country. And it has been a shithole from the fucking get-go, because the whole idea was for the aristocracy to rule and for us to be the fucking peasants, peons, pissants, coolies, whatever you want to call us. In a press release shared on Tuesday, the Capitol Police bragged about hunting down over 500 January 6 protesters, many of whom are being illegally tortured, racially abused in jail, and held in solitary confinement. Why is that happening? Why did that happen? I mean, those were Trump's fucking boys and girls, weren't they? What fucking happened there, people? They went and they got everybody who's in the fucking crowd and took it, and now they have them in confinement. What happened to your fucking your militia there, Mark Kornke? Weren't you guys going to protect, or weren't you going to fucking face them down when they tried this shit? No, you were never nothing but a fucking safety valve, a fucking something to let it go further and further and entrench deeper and deeper until here we sit today. Let's see, where we illegally tortured, racially abused in jail, and held in solitary confinement, announced plans to pivot into an intelligence-based protective agency. That's a Stasi for you people. Now, man, if you've ever read any about what went on in East Germany after the Berlin Wall went up, man, you would know what I'm talking about. You ready for hell? You're either going to fucking fight or you're going to fucking be on your fucking knees like a dog. You would be treated like a fucking dog. And you would sit and you would roll over like a fucking dog. You will not have any freedom. You will not have any liberty. They're telling you to shove your fucking Bill of Rights, the people's fucking jurisdiction, the people's law up your ass. We're fucking running this goddamn country. And this is their private fucking army. And they, if you look this, this article up on, I think we have it on the site where they have, you scroll down, you'll see where they show, I'm coming down and rank and file. And I mean, they run it real fast because there's so much. You know what? Fuck you. Fuck you, punk bitches. You want to know what fucking 40 million Americans look like coming down the goddamn street? You'd be running that fucker all fucking month long and you still wouldn't get them all. But it's because the people have understood what is going on here. There are fucking Marxists and Bolsheviks in our fucking White House and in our goddamn fucking Capitol building. being protected. And now they're fucking, this is a fucking, this is like when, Germany went to the goddamn Gestapo from the brown shirts, you know, the Stasi. I mean, they had a little Stasi of their own going there. But this is East German Stasi fucking policing. They're going to fucking dry on our asses. They never have had the authority to police the people. They've never had the authority to even be in our private lives in the smallest fucking degree. And people, you'll fight. You're going to fight, or you're going to watch them, or you will watch them come into your house, rape your fucking children, rape your fucking dog, and then, man, just take that fucking gun and shove it up your ass and kick the fucking stock off it because you don't have the balls to use it. Or you already would have, and we wouldn't be this deep in this shit. Let's see, right? They bragged how they hunted down the 500, huh? Regional field offices in California and Florida with additional regions coming throughout the United States in the near future. That's from C to signing C, federal fucking police, a federal fucking Stasi under a fucking Marxist fucking Bolshevik fucking government. They're telling you. Now the revealing's over. There's nothing else to tell you. I mean, fucking, I told you Aleister Crowley said they would reveal everything they were going to do before they done it. And they have fucking revealed it all. And this is going to be an international federal fucking police. It says from USCP government, after the attack, the future of the U.S. Capitol Police, that's the United States Capitol Police, has enhanced our staffing with our Dignitary Protection Division. Dignitary? Whatever happened to your representatives? To your congressmen, dignitaries, the fucking goddamn corporate elite, the goddamn monarchy, the corporate monarchy in this country. This is their fucking, it's like the Queen's Guard and the King's Guard. Our Dignitary Protection Division, as well as coordinated enhanced security for members of Congress outside the National Capital Region. So you're off your fucking 10 fucking square miles, motherfuckers, and you're going to bring their fucking army with them. I mean, you go to go after the fuckers who are causing this. Look what they're doing. I mean, they're pumping hundreds of thousands more. I mean, we already got millions. I got to believe we got close to 100 million fucking foreigners that have come across our southern border. They already had the Pope's little brown army. That's, you know, that's the fucking cannon fodder. Now this is going to be like the goddamn Gestapo was in Germany, or like the fucking East German fucking Stasi was under fucking the Soviet Union. That's how this is going to be. This is what they are putting in fucking place right now. And you better grow some fucking balls. You better grow a fucking spine, or your people are going to be living. Your children, your grandchildren will be in a fucking, might as well be in fucking East Germany. The department is also in the process of opening regional field offices in California and Florida. And they already have, I can't think what those are called, all the fusion centers. That's where this shit will all come out of. They've already got all the fucking infrastructure in place. And they're recruiting. They're recruiting, and you look at the fucking recruits, it's the same little fucking 4 foot nothing fucking women that have been out there in the streets fucking, helping burn buildings down, call it for Black Lives Matter. More fucking communism. Either you're gonna shut this fucking communism down or it will fucking devour this fucking country like nothing. They've already pumped so many of these motherfucking, the Pope's little brown army into your goddamn interior. Now they're going to come and try and take your fucking guns and let them fucking savages have at your ass until you're as low as they fucking are. Until you're third world motherfucking slaves. Because that's what they want. That's the only thing that a fucking, you know, you have to have a fucking army for a fucking bunch of pencil neck fucking cowards like these son of a bitches. Well, they're just fucking plain communists. You don't even call them your fucking Congress or anything because they're not. This is a fucking corporation. It ain't a fucking Congress. It's a goddamn, it's a Soviet. Soviet means committee. Committee fucking communism. That's what you fucking got here. This is what they're fucking suggesting. This is going to be, we'll just do it with executive. If you notice, Biden just got through signing another executive order and they called it legislated. I heard him say it on the TV. Legislated. He just got through signing a 70 fucking issue fucking executive order. I shit you not. This is a fucking dictatorship, and this is a communist dictator fucking ship, and we do not have to allow it. We outnumber them, but we got to have the goddamn balls to fight them, or they will fucking conquer you. And they will conquer me. And they will kill us. And they'll kill your grandchildren. Your grandchildren will be slaves to fucking third world pieces of fucking shit that are low enough to fucking want to fucking do harm to them. They couldn't have done that with the people. You know, we did used to have a fucking culture in this goddamn country. And it was, I mean, we needed to get rid of the fucking capitalists, these fucking, corporate communism. We needed to get rid of it bad. But this is a monster step, and you better fucking see it as such. And you better be fucking ready to fucking fight it. Enhanced staffing with our Dignitary Protection Division, as well as coordinated for enhanced security for members of Congress outside the National Capitol. So you're straight up telling us right in your face, you're bringing your fucking unlawful fucking admiralty, pure admiralty, authority outside that 10-mile limit. You're creating your own fucking goddamn army, a Stasi fucking army. And they're going to come in and they're going to think, I mean, you better be fucking vicious. You better be fucking mean. You better be wanting it. The department is also in the process of opening regional offices in California and Florida and across the goddamn country, the fusion centers. They've already put all this shit into place. They're plugging it in, people. Because we're not budging. Because they had to fucking swallow that goddamn COVID shit. You know, that son of a bitch was talking about sending them to your fucking house and... And pretty much even the stupid asses on the fucking stupid box, they had to come out. They sent their propaganda. Well, yeah, we really can't do that. Yeah, now you fucking better not try it. You just better not try it. You better get your fucking Stasi in place at least before you fucking try it. So we'll have you motherfuckers. Land of the free, home of the brave. This is going to be the most fucking, it already is the most tyrannical fucking government, not government, fucking tyrannical fucking dictator fucking shit. Not dictatorship. This is a monarchy. It's the fucking Queen of England. And your fucking fat little ass is going down hard, bitch. Count on it. You ain't got enough people to stop us. We will come over that fucking ocean and we will fucking grind your ass into the goddamn street. Okay, they're also expanding training on when to kill Americans, people. When do you kill Americans? Well, just whenever you fucking feel like it. Well, procedural due process? Ain't never heard of it. Well, you're going to fucking hear of it because you ain't getting any either. You're not getting any until we fucking shot enough of you motherfuckers out of this country to set up our common law courts. Then we'll hang you from there. But right now, we're in a hot fucking war. They're also expanding training, when to kill Americans. The Civil Disturbance Unit, the what? The Civil Disturbance Unit? Has increased training to include, joint training with the National Guard. Riot training, shoot, don't shoot scenarios, and less than lethal exercises. Shoot, not shoot, that can apply to anybody, you motherfuckers, because there's going to be guns pointing at you too. You come on, you come fucking face our billion fucking guns, you pricks. You fucking slimy international communist garbage. It's time to end you. It's time for you to disappear from this fucking planet. I don't give a fuck what country you're in. Time for China to fucking disappear. The department is also increasing its use of force, tactical equipment, leadership, and incident command training. The U.S., that's Capitol Police. The very fucking words of it. Their jurisdiction never fucking could get outside that 10-mile fucking square, right? That's what you were fucking guaranteed. When they brought the goddamn administrative admiralty, when they brought the admiralty period from the ocean, which is the only place that the admiralty could be exercised, because it was not allowed onto this fucking land. It violates our law for this fucking land. It violates the law of December 15th, 1791. When that went into effect, there could be no fucking admiralty on this goddamn land. It ended where the tide ebbed and flowed. If they wanted to even have a fucking court-martial, they had to go out on a fucking boat and do it. Now they're coming to your goddamn home. Well, in front of them is going to be a fucking MS-13 gang member. Going to come in and fucking shoot up your fucking house and put your people in fucking fear. Like, look at the people in Chicago. Why are they putting up with this shit? Get a goddamn gun and kill them motherfuckers. The goddamn, the phony fucking police, and they're not police, they're fucking goddamn Blackwater USA fucking private fucking security agencies, but they're controlled by the fucking, the whole idea was, keep it small and then they won't notice until we have a whole fucking army in place. Well, we notice. We know what Bill Clinton did. 70,000 more. We needed 70,000 back when people were getting along pretty goddamn good. That seemed to me like back then a hell of a lot better than now with all the shit you've stirred up with your fucking communist goddamn tactics of fucking divide and conquer. You American nationals better get on the goddamn page. It's got 10 fucking articles on it. And you better fucking get ready to defend those with your fucking life or just fucking lay down and just... Go tell your, look your grandchildren in the eyes and tell them you're a fucking coward. They're going to have to live under a fucking communist fucking dictatorship. Go tell them. That's a lot, hell of a lot easier than picking up a fucking gun and fighting, ain't it? The U.S., Capitol Police sent officials to attend CDU training in Seattle and Virginia Beach. They're also helping our ruling oligarchs. I mean, they're just, are this the revealing? Are they telling you what's going on here? It ain't just fucking Henry telling you fucking 2 or 3 fucking years ago that this shit was coming down. Now it's real. They're telling you. You gonna fucking believe, or are you gonna wait until they're fucking raping your daughter right in front of you and you're sitting there, gun in hand, man, and they're just watching you standing there cause you're just fucking polishing it. Polishing a fucking hole in it. Polishing the goddamn bluing off in it.
They're gonna wait.
I think they will. This right here, right now, this should be enough for a fucking offensive for the fucking enforcement of our fucking law. This is spitting on our... They've shit on it, stomped it, ground it in the ground, and are rubbing our fucking face in it. And I think that fucking Hubert's right. Cowards! They're also helping our ruling oligarchs transform our once great republic into a military junta in order to put down any... future plebe. Now we're plebes, people. Hey, baby. We're plebes, revolts. And that's how they've always fucking thought. They've never from the beginning, they did not want that fucking Bill of Rights. And that's when it should have been forced. That's when them motherfuckers should have been taken out once and for all. Everybody who was a part of the fucking king's fucking family, but that's everybody who held a fucking title of royalty or served in the colonies as one of the king's fucking men should have been exterminated. Their families exterminated. And their fucking fortunes fucking seized. But they fucking didn't do it all the way. They half-assed it. Half-ass America. That's what we can call this from now on. Hey, cut that fucking flag you fuckers love to wave so much. Cut that fucker in half. Because you're half-assers. You didn't get rid of the fucking problem. You didn't guarantee freedom and liberty for all future generations. And when you saw it being taken away, when they come and took your fucking gold away, you didn't fucking fight. You're fucking sickening. I'm ashamed. The department solidified its new critical incident response plan, which establishes a multi-phased action plan to quickly mobilize local, state, and federal manpower, including the Department of Defense, that means fucking troops, to respond to planned and or no-notice emergencies. No-notice emergencies, huh? Really? Think they're going to come out and fight fires, or do you think they're talking about coming after the fucking people who will not go down on their fucking knees and fucking take this shit? Well, just come on and do it. Let's get this fucking shit over with. I don't care what kind of clothes you put on these punk motherfuckers. They'll die just like anybody else. The bullet hits, they die. And we got plenty of goddamn bullets. We got plenty of fucking guns. What we need is some fucking balls to pull the triggers. Or no notice emergencies. It also, let me get rid of this page. It also working with congressional oversight. Congressional oversight. Like I said, you've captured our fucking capital. These are all, every side, I don't care, Democrat, Republican, whatever stupid fucking thing you believed in the past. You better know those are fucking Bolsheviks and Marxists up there in that fucking capital. And you better know they already got a goddamn army around them at that fucking 10-mile square that you fucking when they tried that, the Americans should have wiped their fucking ass out. No, by God, you ain't. I mean, that was one of the reasons for the goddamn war. That was one of the reasons for the uprising, people. That was fucking hijacked by the same cocksuckers that were doing the fucking, committing the tyranny on the colonists. The dreaded Admiralty Courts. I mean, God damn it. You can't figure that one out? Yeah, you can. Like I said, this is the end of the revealing. They have revealed it all. They have put it on paper and signed their fucking name to it. And you still, there's people out there going to go, oh, no, I just don't say, my license and stuff, I don't want to, fuck you. You're going in the goddamn ground with them. Or you're going to fucking walk into the fucking ocean, you motherfuckers. If I'm fucking dead and you people don't carry this out, I tell you, I really don't care because my grandchildren will not piss on my fucking grave, but your fucking great-grandchildren are going to piss on your fucking grave. They're going to shit on your fucking grave if they get the chance because you had it all. You had the fucking power. You had the ability. It was fucking cakewalk, to be perfectly honest with you people. If every fucking American acted like a goddamn American instead of a fucking Russian or a Chinese and fucking just went and just wiped these motherfuckers out of our fucking country. Every son of a bitch that came here fucking unlawfully and in violation of our law. Every son of a bitch that has violated our law. Every son of a bitch that has fucking usurped the people's authority, we should have already fucking wiped them out. When I was younger growing up, I understood a lot more than most fucking people. Because of where I was and the freedom I enjoyed and what I saw when I went out of this fucking place. I'm here to tell you, fucking candy fucking ass motherfuckers. I was, you know, the thing with Russia. You know, when the fucking Bolsheviks fucking started exterminating the farmers, and now they're talking about, you know, goddamn soybeans. You're going to eat fucking, they're going to tell you what to fucking eat, like the goddamn Israelis tell the Palestinians how many calories they can have a day. This is the kind of fucking control they want over you. And if you can live in that kind of fucking hell, hey, fucking go at it, buddy. You like licking ass. You like licking boots. You like somebody else to fucking tell you what to fucking do and when to do it and how to do it, don't you? And have the authority to fucking do it. They're declaring their authority and they're fucking raising a fucking army to back their ass. What are you doing? Are you ready for it? You've had all this fucking time. You've had years since we've told you about this shit that you could have been doing something about it. No, we're waiting. That's what we're doing. And Hubert's right. You'll wait until you won't. A lot of you won't even fucking fire a fucking gun. They'll walk right in your fucking house. They'll rape you in the fucking ass. And you'll thank them for it because you're a bunch of punk, fucking yellow-bellied, sap-sucking son of a bitches. You're disgusting that we would allow that this article to fucking, I mean, you talk about the oligarchs and the goddamn robber barons controlling the fucking internet. We allow this shit to be put in our fucking face. What is it? That's like walking right in somebody's fucking face, ain't it? Do you take shit like that? Because if you do, you're from another world than I.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know, I think a lot of the cowards, you know, if you haven't heard the saying, you know, they still trumping that Trump 2024.
Oh, fuck, man.
These Trump tars are still saying that crap, man.
What they need to be doing is getting to the goddamn public pool anywhere they can get and practice their fucking swimming. We're going to lose a lot of our people doing this. Every one of us is going to lose people we fucking love. And when we finally beat these fuckers down and have control of this country again, their fucking asses are marching into that goddamn ocean. You people don't do it, fucking I'll come back from hell and haunt you. The people who fucking stand up, we got enough people. We got enough people to run these fuckers. We got enough people to conquer the goddamn world if we wanted to. If we had any goddamn guts to go with them guns. It ain't just the goddamn, that's another thing that makes me want to fucking laugh. Confiscate the guns. Why? Ain't nobody fucking using them, are they? Unless it's somebody out there fucking, you know, gang members, the fucking MS-13 being shipped into Chicago fighting the blacks on the streets for the fucking drug trade. I see guns going off there. I see them shooting fucking all the fucking time. The fucking patriots standing up for the fucking Bill of Rights, for Christ's sake. Is it really that fucking foreign to you? You grew up, I know all of these fucking people grew up, I've got rights, I'm in America, I got constitutional rights, my fucking ball sack. You fucking are cowards. You are fucking, you don't deserve freedom. And everybody that doesn't stand up and, I mean, put these motherfuckers down hard, as soon as they show up, put them down hard, or your fucking ass is going to be declared a fucking traitor, and you're fucking going to be out of here too. Least you're going to walk into that fucking seat. That's the best thing that's going to happen to you. With this law is going to be enforced. Our goddamn forefathers fucking, they died to get us this goddamn, what nobody else in the world has. A true autonomy where we rule ourselves. And we let a bunch of fucking pencil neck cowardly son of a bitches and fucking foreigners and fucking dual citizen fucking Israeli Zionist trash come in here and fucking strong arm us? That's the land of the brave? The land of the fucking cunts? The DOD is supposed to be focused on fighting foreign enemies. But our occupiers, I mean, this is straight up. Now you're hearing it from the other, you know, from what the hell, who the hell put this thing out? Let me see. See who put this out. From Information Liberation. But we went and checked the fucking facts on this. It's all fucking true. From, I mean, they had the story on fucking Fox. This is all fucking true. Why do they keep going forward? Somebody explain, tell me why. They know we're here. They know we have our guns, but they fucking also know we're so fucking afraid of dying. We'd rather watch our grandchildren be fucking raped than get hurt. I could get a skinny place on my hand and get hurted or something. I'd rather let them rape my fucking grandchildren. You fucking nothing, Jew. You're fucking pathetic. The DOD is supposed to be focused on fighting foreign enemies, but our occupiers now view the American people as their number one threat. We have always been the number one fucking threat. They have just mealy-mouthed all this shit. You know what? All of this shit that you guys are seeing have happened to individuals out here who have fucking knew better for a long fucking time. I'm talking 20 or 30 fucking years they've been doing it. They do it, but they only do it to a handful. But once it gets out, that's what happened with the internet. That's why the internet, if there is going to be something that saved us, it's going to be that internet. Because it got out. They're doing it. And once it got out, then people knew it was fucking true. Oh, but then, I mean, either you're going to have to go prosecute that for that handful, or just do it to everybody and say, fucking yeah, we're declaring it. And goddamn, I'll tell you what, Aleister Crowley was absolutely fucking right. They have now fucking revealed everything. They've revealed who they are. And this is not just who they just became. This is who they have always been. You had the corporate communists from the get-go. Or the corporate oligarchy anyway. Or the corporate monarchy. That's what you had in this fucking country from its inception. This corporate monarchy. The fucking queen has always fucking ruled. That fat little fucking bitch who saves her shit in a jar has been in fucking control of this fucking country. They never fucking lost control of this country. The king has taken the fucking riches from this fucking country. Him and his buddies, the Rothschilds, they're all the fucking, the Zionists. This is for that one world fucking order. And the goddamn heart of it's going to be right there in Palestine. Well, it's going to be in the Middle East. I guess they'll pick the best spot with the most shade trees. And they'll build their fucking castles. And you will fucking bow to them. And you will fucking, and if they want to just kill you for fucking sport, like those fuckers in goddamn Israel, sitting there with a six-pack of beer, popping kids over the side of a fence. A kid! Shooting an unarmed fucking kid! These are sick fucks that you people do not have the guts to face down and take out. That's just all there is to it. It's a sickening thing to think of. But the ones that are going to do it, we better get to fucking doing it. I ain't shitting you none. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliquin, State of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and by God needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:44 Pacific Time. And that was, of course, Guns N' Roses with Welcome to the Fucking Jungle. Because that's the only people that are going to fight. The people that, I mean, fuck, we're already down. We got nothing to fucking lose. And there's a fucking plenty of us. And anybody that tries any of that fucking goddamn civilized shit on us, after what you have done to us, you're, well, welcome to the fucking jungle. You're going to find out what it is. Oh, anyways, where were we here? Did I even say that? Where are we here? We're back to that article. Extremely, USCP, that's the United States Capitol Police. That's the federal police. That is the fucking new Stasi for the United States of these Americas. Has increased intelligence sharing and collaboration between all our local, state, and federal law enforcement partners, as well as increased our partnership within the intelligence community and the congressional shareholders. Those aren't your representatives. This is a fucking corporation, and they're shareholders. What do they own? You. They think they own you. You outnumber them. This is, like I said, this will go down in history of people. We'll look back in the past and go, what a fucking bunch of fucking pussy cunt motherfuckers. I mean, we're gonna have no choice. They are coming to your fucking door. You'll have no choice. They want you to shoot their little brown army up and burn your fucking bullets on them. But you know, we've been talking about it. You know, who's fucking doing this? Who are the fucking criminals at the top? And they are fucking criminals. By our law, by our ratified fucking law of December 15, 1791, they are fucking guilty of sedition and fucking treason against we the people and our fucking judicial authority in this goddamn country. And against all our authority, against our liberty, against our freedom. The good men fucking with balls fucking died to give to us. We didn't hold it. We didn't fucking just hold it because it was so much. Man, just a little beating ain't so bad. I mean, I can take a little more beating. Petter was fucking right. He was fucking right, man. Even armed, but it wouldn't have mattered if the goddamn Russians were armed. I don't think they'd have done anything until, I mean, goddamn, they were beat down to the, said fucking nothing, starving to fucking death before they would even fucking even lift a hand. There was no underground. There was no fucking resistance. It's the only shit you ever seen in this goddamn country is these phony ass fucking incorporated fucking militias. Either fucking political or fucking religious, man. That's all fucking matters and to them is they get fucking through it with their fucking gold and their fucking silver. They don't give a shit about the rest of us, the mass majority of the people in this country living in the jungle. The Capitol Police are going to be our corrupt oligarch's personal army. Did you hear that? Personal army. That's the Stasi. And I tell you what, man, you better fucking quit polishing that fucking gun. You better fucking, I don't know what you got to do to grow some guts. But whatever it is, you better fucking do it. Because when the jungle erupts, there ain't gonna, I mean, goddamn, it's just how much destruction is there gonna be? That's the only fucking question. How many people are gonna march into the ocean? That's the question. How many are gonna get shot and how many are gonna get hanged? That's the question. A lot of us are gonna fucking die. But this fucking death is better than this fucking shit. Death is better than fucking living on your fucking knees like a goddamn third world fucking peasant peon coolie motherfucking slave, ain't it? Or maybe not to you. Maybe just to fucking being alive to fucking, I don't know, to fucking, to feel the endurance of the torture you're living in. To see what happens next. Disgusting. How much worse does it need to get before people, for people to realize we're living under occupation. Have been for a long fucking time. We've been shouting it here for 10 fucking years. We've been telling you this shit right here. This shit right here I just read you. We've been telling you that for fucking 10 fucking years. You've had 10 fucking years. You could have been out doing something about it. The people who aren't known could have been out doing something about it. You could have already been rid of them fucking suits. You could have been 10 fucking years with shit could have been over with. We could be living our fucking lives. We step up to fucking tell you, put a fucking crosshair on our fucking backs and fucking, oh, we know, but I might get my knee scraped and there might get stickers and walking in the bushes and stuff and you fucking cunts. U.S. military testing an anti-aging pill as part of Pentagon's goal to improve human performance. And of course, what would this be used for, people? Anything that has been invented in this fucking world that could have been used for good things. There didn't have to be no cancer in this world. There don't have to be. Goddamn, we could have reached the point now to where fucking we're living to be, you know, fucking everybody living to be 120, 130 fucking years old. But no. Let's see what this new pill that's going to fucking make you fucking younger, I mean, or make you age slower, or even reverse aging, is going to be used. Let's see. This is from Daily Mail. It was sent in by a reader for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. The U.S. military is testing a new anti-aging pill that could inhibit or reduce the effects of getting older. Being developed by Special Operations Command. Now, are you getting a hint? Being developed by Special Operations Command. SOCOM is what they're called. The pill is part of the Pentagon's. Oh, so who's that? We're getting closer. What this wonderful thing that could have been, I mean, if it was, you know, used for the right fucking thing. We could be so fucking happy, people. And everything that has been created on this goddamn planet that could have made life better, easier, and made fucking people live happier. Like, they love misery. These motherfuckers thrive on fucking misery. It has been used to fucking kill. To fucking kill, destroy, pillage. That's all the fuck it is. But there are so many people in the jungle because they would not go along with it. That's why the people are in the jungle. Pentagon's goal to improve human performance, repeated breaking defense. The medication would help boost levels of a compound, which it hopes can decrease inflaming your body is what it comes down. I can't say that goddamn word. Slow neurological generation and, rejuvenate cells. SOCOM is expected to begin clinical trials next year. If results are successful, the pill could have the potential to truly delay aging, truly prevent onset of injury, which is just amazing, amazingly game-changing. Lisa Sanders, Director of the Science and Technology for Special Operation Forces Acquisition Technology and Logistics, SOF, goddamn all these acronyms, I love it, told Breaking Defense. To create the pill, SOCOM is teaming up with private biotech laboratory Metro International Biochem. Navy Commander Tim Hawkins, a SOCOM spokesperson, told Breaking Defense that the pill is based on a human performance small molecule. These efforts are not about creating physical traits that don't already exist naturally, Hawkins said. This is about enhancing the mission readiness of our forces by improving performance characteristics that typically decline with age. So this fucking Stasi can be even more fucking heinous. More, well, I guess that's how you get a 4-foot fucking woman until she could fucking do something other than fucking run her fucking mouth, huh? But like I said, what could this, how much good could something, they're not doing this for the, I mean, like, so people suffer less on this planet or in this country. They're not doing it to fucking make life better. They're doing it to fucking so they can kill better. Because that's what this goddamn planet was created for. To see who could kill the most other people. And who could rise the highest on the biggest mountain of fucking gold and look down on the rest of us and fucking off with his head. I know that fat little fucking bitch over there in fucking, over there in England. She'd love to just sit there. Bring him forth before me. You are accused of going against the queen. Off with their heads and have a chopping block right there. Like, just like the good old, they want their good old days back, people. And they're gonna get him if you don't grow some goddamn guts. Here we go. 5,000 burgers per day. World's first mega lab grown meat factory opens. This is from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by Mary for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And when we talked about him emptying the reservoirs, I mean, is that, that is fucking madness. That is, I mean, if that doesn't scream to you, they're trying to kill you. And I don't know what to say to you. You know it. I'm not going to even fucking pretend like there's ignorant people out there that just don't get it. No, you fucking know it, or you're a fucking Mason and you think you got a pass. You don't. 500 million is a small number when you compare it to goddamn 8 billion. You better sit. I mean, thing is, you can't even imagine what a billion would look like. 500 million, there's, well, they'll tell you there's 500 or 340 million people in this country. And you look at this elbow to elbow, we know that's a fucking lie. There's more than there's probably close to 500 million fucking people in this goddamn country. As big as it is, and everywhere you go, you're fucking elbow to fucking elbow any goddamn more. But here they are, man. They're gonna, it's time for the Georgia Guidestones. Hey, we wrote it down in stone and we're gonna, and it's just, and what kills me is this just a little group of fucking sick-minded parasitic assholes who decided that they're gonna do this. And they've used your fucking resources. They've taken what belongs to you without, in violation of the law, of the absolute goddamn law of this land, and in violation of your fucking authority and your rights to liberty and freedom and to own that property. Because you do own that fucking property. But they've been selling it off to buy them a fucking private fucking army to destroy you. You know, the fucking, you son of a bitches that join up with this new fucking Stasi, you know, the first ones of you, boy, you're going to have a good fucking time. Because see what they want. People like Blumenthal, you know, that spineless punk. You imagine that son of a bitch coming up and getting tough with anybody. I laugh at it. A bitch like that, I wouldn't even fucking punch him. I would slap him with an open hand and I'd knock him right flat of their ass. And I guarantee you they'd piss their fucking pants and get in the fetal fucking position because they have no fucking balls. But they do manipulate. And they have manipulated, just letting them take our goddamn resources and use them to kill us. It's like handing somebody a gun and saying, somebody said, we're going to kill you. Well, here, use my gun. I'll pay for the gun and the bullet to kill me. How fucking stupid can a people, there I almost said it again, didn't I? But it is the goddamn, it is the fucking thought of the fucking this fucking millennium. How fucking stupid can the fucking people be? Or how fucking cowardly? Because you think cowardice does not fucking figure into this, you're goddamn wrong. It is fucked. I mean, there are people that are, look at this fucking COVID thing. I do know people that fucking before this were, I mean, they fucking knew exactly what was going on. Oh, well, yes, we're going to fight. They sing it, but man, they just came on and COVID isn't even real. It's not real. It doesn't exist. They cannot produce it. I mean, they cannot produce a sample of it. They cannot produce a sample of the goddamn immunity to it. They tell you, this is not a vaccine. It's not a vaccine, and then a million doctors come on the goddamn scene and tell you, that's to kill off the fucking population. But then they tell you, man, if you get that COVID, you could die. You catch the common cold, you could die. Yeah, if your goddamn heart's wore out, and your goddamn kidneys are worn out, your liver's gone, and you're fucking got one foot in the grave and the other on a banana pill. Yeah, common cold can kill you. And you notice there were no common colds. And the cancer rate just went through the floor whenever. I'm looking around me watching people at fucking 50, between their 50s and their 60s drop like fucking flies from fucking cancer. Because those shots are kicking in that you gave us in third grade, aren't they? We're in the jungle. We know there is no other way out of here. There's no white knight going to come along on his fucking or shining knight on his white charger going to come along and fucking like Trump and goddamn it, Trump. You know Trump comes up and it's a conservative. Everything they fucking tell you about conservatism, that's small government. I mean, how many times did those bastards tell you, have you heard that over your life? You still went out and voted. You still went out and played the fucking game. We could have already had this shit over with people a long time ago. Even if it was cost us our generation, we could have at least ended it. But you went out and you fucking, even knowing what you're doing is fucking wrong, you fucking did it anyway. Because then you could, I did something, man. Trump's gonna, well, what did he say he was gonna do? What did he stand up there and tell you he was gonna do? He said, I'm gonna make this goddamn American government bigger, huger than it has ever been. I'm going to make this American military, this unlawful American military that is not American military, that is a United Nations fucking goddamn fucking Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines. I'm going to make it bigger. More kill. We're going to go on over there and we're going to take the Middle East. We're going to take the old Ottoman Empire and we're going to hand it to our masters, the fucking Jews, the son of a bitches who fucking brought this multiculturalism bullshit in here. And that's why we can't, that's why we're having a hard time getting together, people. It's because people are so fucking scared. There's, I mean, being scared of being just jailed. I mean, I've seen people that have never went to jail and they come in and they're fucking shaking all over, man, you know? I was in jail the first time I was 16, first time I went to jail. It's just a fucking, it's a cage. But now, it's a whole different situation. Because now they got you somewhere where you cannot even fight. You gonna let them take you to that fucking place? Or are you gonna stand up and fucking fight? I mean, even you guys that, go ahead and, go ahead, I know, it's my daughter, but yeah. She's got to take one for the team. Oh, my other daughter. Oh, God. Yeah, she's got to take one for the team. My wife. Oh, God. Oh, yeah, she's got to take one for the team. Me. Oh, one for the team. And then, well, you had that gun, too. That one, that shiny son of a bitch we can't even look at with our flashlights or to blind us. We're going to take you to jail. So, you know, you're not going to get killed there, but you're going to get killed any fucking how. Because they're going to take you to a place and you're going to die a death that fucking you of 1,000 cuts, you motherfuckers. You're going to die just like you deserve to fucking die. For being the cowards that you are. Outnumbering somebody fucking 10,000 to fucking one and letting them do this shit to you. You are fucking sorry sons of bitches. I'm not talking to you people out there in the jungle. You know I'm not. You live in the jungle with me. You understand what I'm talking about. And we've been talking about a long time about fucking settling this shit. Well, we are the ones that are going to have to do it. Because those who have the resource are those who were the stupid or the fucking went along with it because it fucking, they are mammon worshippers. They wanted more, sold your fucking rights out so that they could live a more of a luxurious life and look down their fucking noses when they're not your intellectual equals. They're not your physical fucking equals, let alone betters. But they've sit there on their fucking, you know, kickback my 500,000 acre ranch, which only owned 1,000 acres, actually. I got the rest leased from the government. My great-great-great-grandpa, he went down and he had fucking gay sex with one of the fucking people in the fucking Congress and got the fucking lease on this land for 100 years. That's how it happened. That's what happened, people. That's why the jungle exists out here. You motherfuckers, you've had your way out there with these fucking punks. But when you come to the jungle, you're going to find out what this fucking, what the people in this country, the bent up anger, the hate, the resent, and the fucking knowledge that we have acquired. We're not stupid. Our people are the ones that built this goddamn country. You know, our peoples are the minds that you tapped and used, you Jew fucking motherfuckers, to fucking create the goddamn wealth that you're using now to try to fucking enslave us. When that turns on you, you remember my fucking words. Your ass is fucking grass. You're done. You're going to find out what the jungle really is. I mean, I've seen people walk into places that fucking, I mean, rough fucking places. And they understand. As soon as they walk through the door in their fucking suit and their shit, and they walk into place, and everybody just kind of looks at them, you know, like a fucking one of your local fucking hangouts, you know what I mean? And they fucking just look at them, they turn around and walk out because they know they just walked into the fucking jungle and they are not safe there. And you're not going to be safe there any either. And you're not going to come take it away from us. We will rip you to fucking shreds. We have to fucking wait because we don't have the resource. I mean, these son of a bitch and terrorists. I mean, you know, every time they have one of these shootings stuff, or, you know, like a Ollie chocolate bar or whatever fucking shooting. Yeah, he traveled around. They show this guy, man, he's been over to Europe. He's been over to Slavia. He's been to fucking goddamn Africa. They've been all over the place. Where do you think, where do you get the goddamn money? I can't hardly get enough, keep enough gas in my rig to go to the fucking grocery store to get fucking some goddamn fucking ramen noodles to fucking eat. How is it these fuckers had all this fucking financing? George Soros. See, George Soros, these fuckers, they understand that we know who's behind it. We understand the people in the jungle. I mean, it was like, goddamn, we were looking at it wrong. Looking at their fucking lap dogs. Looking at their attack fucking dogs. When fuck them, fuck the attack dogs. Go right past them. Get that goddamn 1,000-yard shot and take that motherfucker. And these pricks who want to come out and fucking try to protect these son of a bitches, I guess you're leaving your home unprotected. You're going to hire another army to protect your home while you're out fucking with us? You think? We know how to fucking fight a battle like this. We know how you have to, in order for you to go out and protect the fucking suits, you got to leave your fucking own house, don't you, son of a bitch, you fucking slimy fucking communist garbage. You got to leave your own house. And what, are you going to hire another army to fucking watch them? And you're out of people already. But to hire another army, their houses aren't going to be fucking guarded either, are they? And that's how we have to hit them on this. Don't wait for them to fucking, so 100 of them can come against one of you because they isolate you. Don't let them fucking isolate you. Once this shit breaks out, we have to come, you know, we have to fucking go out. We have to go hunting. We have to go hunt them down and kill them. That's all there is to it. Anyway, we've made it to the top of the hour, and what a week of outrage, man. And this fucking tops it all off. We'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, think it over, guys. Even you people out there that are fucking just like, man, I'll wait. I mean, maybe it's past that point. Because we're not just waiting on a bunch of MS-13 gang members to come in to fucking, until they're at your front door and you think you can, if you're thinking that way, what makes you, I mean, God damn it, you're gonna have to go out and fight a fucking army. Get it through your head. An occupying fucking army. They've told you what they are. These are Bolsheviks. And look what they did. Go read what they did to the people in fucking Russia. And all you got to do is hand your gun over, and you're a fucking victim, man. You're easy pickings. And then you old Blumenthal, oh, he's going to step in the room. He's going to have a pistola. And you ain't going to have nothing but your hands cuffed behind your fucking back. And then he is going to be a tough guy. He's going to be, you should have never fucked with me. I'm a bad guy. I can shoot somebody who's handcuffed in a fucking chair. I think I can. He'd probably shit himself the first time, but he'd do it. Then he could be tough. Then he could act like pretend he had balls even. And you're going to be sitting there in that fucking chair and you had it, man. I mean, we've got it. We've got everything we need to whoop their ass hard. Every one of them. And the motherfuckers who think that they're going to hijack it. Easy beans. Better think it over. That is the word from the trenches.
Have a good weekend, brother.
You do the same, brother.
I have done all I can do.
Cookies!